Well, the hand base is about 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara quotes Braisa Tanya Abedin Yom and I'm there. One of the Talmudim said, "Al Shnei Dvarim Hayishu Mitzayir Kol Yomai." All of his lifetime, he was Mitzayir on two things. We'll have to figure out what the word means. Number one, Al Tzilos Ishtayin was named Mitzayir. And number two, Al Mitzayir Ishtayin was soon to make Tzofan Lodot. There were two halachas that he tried to be medactic about. What does it mean? Hayishim Mitzayir Kol Yomai? What does it mean he was aggravated about it? What does it mean he was aggravated? So some authorities say he was aggravated to do it. Some say he was very anxious to do it, even if it involved difficulty. He went to great to observe this. And others translate his timings and his self-hate about the fact that in his youth he didn't observe these two demons. When he was older, he found out that these are two halachas, and when he was younger he wasn't aware. But now he's inspired about the fact that he used to violate this when he was young. Whatever it is, the same two demons. Abba Ganyama, the same two halachas. Yeah. So the same two demons that are in the Geta. The first is Al-Tinosish Tehen, which name is Tosi. And the second din is on the Tosish Tehen, which name is Tosi. So the Lord's going to explain one by one. What is the first thing? Al-Tinosish Tehen, which name is Tosi.
What?
That his person should always dive in front of his bed. What does that mean? Greg the Gemara, my name is Tosi. What is the translation of the word with name Tosi? He made one. If you should say he's literally, this man he talks to his mom, he should take it literally, he should down in front of his bed. Drinking a martyr, that's not proper. The Amr of the Rav. He came, or Rabbi Shulman Levi, Rabbi Yudah said either the name of Rav, or another version has it, he said the name of Rabbi Shulman Levi, they were contemporary. He either heard it from this one or from that one. The nine in this policy was, Shmei has other cards and say no, but they're not here. How do you know that when you dive then you should not have anything in between yourself and the front wall? Because if you have something in between, it'll divert your attention. It doesn't mean that everyone has to dive by the middle front. If you have a shul, you can't have a shul like this. It just has one row of benches. Everyone has to sit by the front wall. It means that there shouldn't be anything. The people who stand in shul are not going to divert your attention. It's just somebody in front of you is davening shmones, it goes by shmones. If there's someone in front of you is davening shmones, that will not divert your attention. If you have a shtender, or if you have the big pews, the big benches in the shul, the chairs, whatever it is, that's not going to divert your attention. That's normal for sure. That's understandable. But if a person is davening not in the shul setting, and he has something that doesn't belong there, maybe he has a big blackboard with announcements or something, he's davening in front of a blackboard. He's going to start reading the songs on the blackboard. As announcements or whatever, plays or functions that are going on. But if it's something that doesn't belong there, something that wouldn't normally appear in the shul, so you shouldn't have that in front of you when you daven because it will divert your attention. So you might find it the same applies to a bed. If you have a big bed right in front of you, so that may also divert your attention.
What is he saying?
When he davens Shmones, he shouldn't have double. How do you know from the Pasuk in Tanakh? How do you know from Tanakh? Yeah. So his mother says, Minai, and how do you know from Tanakh that when you daven, you're not supposed to have anything mopsic between yourself and the wall, mopsic, something that may divert your attention. Shinema, when Chizkio was davening, when he was sick and he was davening for a refuah, by he was going to die. And then he got a refuah. By Yashid Chizkio, Palabal Akir, by Yisrael, he faced the wall and then he davened. I remember the Rav commented on this Gemara, that he was once in Vilna, and the shul where the Vilna Gaon used to daven, and they showed him which place the Vilna Gaon used to sit. He said it was in the middle of the shul. But it wasn't in the Mizrachan. I was very surprised about that. Why did Glenn didn't daven all the way up in the front? I'll be doing, it's not in violation.
Want everybody
to be everybody's looking at him. Everybody's attention. He said it was in the middle of the shul.
Yeah.
The 10th or 15th row, even something like that. Anyway. But it cannot be taken literally. After the Yom Din, that you have to daven, you have to be mocked with the daven in front of your bed. That doesn't make any sense. And what does it mean? Well, Eimo, Zagazai. Not that he should daven, this may be tossed, but it means some of them may be tossed. What does it mean? So Rashi says when he wakes up in the morning, Rashi says, Diva Maskol, Samachim, he tells about 20 lines before the end of the Rashi. Kol Yomai, all of my lifetime, the Tati, I was always careful, I was medactic, Shalom Asas Malacha, not to engage in any private activities, not to do any of his business or work or anything, Shalom Asas Torah, not to learn any Torah, from the time that he woke up until the time that he went to say Krishna and to go.
Rashi says
he learned. Oh, so Tosfos quotes this Rashi, that when a person, so let's say there's a 7:30 minyan, Sunday morning, 7:30 minyan.
Oh,
there's no one in it. A guy wakes up, Rahman al-Islam, 6 o'clock. What does he do? They can't learn. What's he going to do?
They can't
also learn. They have to tell me, he did. What can he do? So Tosfos says they don't understand. Tosfos quotes, Elaim al-Samach al-Mitashi. So Tosfos quotes, Shaloh ha-Yaisa malacha ha-Shi-Spal. You're not going to be able to do it before you go. Rashi, Tirish, Afiro, Milma, Shah, Salum, Kadima, Tiro. You're not going to learn before the curse is related to Tiro. You know what? They don't understand what? I'm the rabbi, this is not right. Shah, Salum, Kadim. This is going to be right, but it's Mutta to learn before Shachris. Just to be able to do your own private business, you're not allowed to. So come on, Persia, and that's the Dalai Lama, and the Rav, he used to wake up early in the morning, Magdi, he woke up early. For Mashi Gadi, he washed Negalasa. And then he said, he would give a shiur to the Talmud. Even the Kari Kriya, Shema Kim, what is my Kriya? Then he would daven later. He didn't carry a lot of... You're permitted to learn this. That's
only you got after those Mansoula yet.
Me, before there's Mansoula, the guy that
takes me the proposed Mansoula, so there's no Kashi from there.
No, Mansoula is from Allah. We're afraid that he may get so involved, he'll forget to go to the minyan. Unless he's going to learn in the shul. And to learn with the rabbin, they'll remind each other. It could be, but then it's not really the same as malachim. Malachim is after, even if everybody's in the shul. Let's say he's malachim, he's the shamans in the shul, he has to put all the form in order. Or he has to set up benches, not for today, for the Davos. For the Davos, he's going to set up the Shabbos. But this Friday morning, he has to set up some kind of Shabbos. Either he wakes up early Friday morning, he's going to set up the Shabbos at 5 o'clock in the morning, or he has to set up at 10 o'clock in the morning after Shabbos. But the Pashup Shabbos is a Rashi that Malachi you're not allowed to do before Davos because that's a private thing. That has nothing. Mashiach came here, he's going to say that the Lord is also Shemini Moshe Chacha Limuda. There are really two different Yisurim for two different evenings. So little basic in Rashi. A mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to do hachan Hashem. Yeah, a mitzvah. The same thing in learning is also a mitzvah. Yeah. We assume like this, so to learn is mitzvah. But to do private things in our learning. Any mitzvah that's the zman to do it, I don't know, to set up the chairs in shul in order to daven on Shabbos, I don't know, but the Mishnah says that the hachonah, the Shabbos, the yikah hachonah, the Shabbos is not Thursday night and it's not Friday afternoon, it's Friday morning, early in the morning, before the end of the zman tziwa, I think he says, no, before the davening chores by yoreh. I think that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. So a person, let's say, has to buy challahs for Shabbos. And if he's going to go daven in the minyan, he davens at there's an 8 o'clock minyan, well, it's 8:30 minyan on Friday morning. If he's going to daven at the 8:30 minyan, he's going to go to the bakery, so it's going to be after this non-silo, it's going to be after this first 4 hours of the day, the first third of the day, it's called shachar. That's called this man of shachar, the morning. The Mishnah has some kind of a halachah for the morning later in Shabbos, if the ikar is man of the kiyum ha-mitzvah v'achmana lo Shabbos,
it's Friday morning of those double shorts. It's the first and sees it after the chakras and done. This is not. Why go to the bakery before chakras and buy his goods and then go to daven later? But let's say it's a weekday. He wants to go to the bakery to buy his rolls, which he's going to eat after chakras. And the fact that you're not allowed to do it, you know? Or he's going to go to the store to buy his New York Times before he goes to shul. I mean, some if he's walking to shul and the bakery is on the way, or the store where they sell the papers on the way, and to buy the newspaper, to buy the rolls doesn't take more than 1 minute. So some of them is no shaila, no. On the way, he's not going out of the way. Some of them it's muta. But look, he's going to go out of his way. The bakery is in that direction, and the shul is in that direction. He's going to go out of his way in order to do this malachal of darachasma before davening. So some of that would be a shaila. Let's say on Sunday morning the person doesn't shave before he goes to shul, before he davens. He doesn't shave because of davening. So what does he shave on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for? Thursday for work. So in summer he's not allowed to shave before davening. If he shaves every day for davening, let's say a person takes a shower every day when he wakes up, even Sunday morning he takes a shower. Not because he's going to go to the office, he wants to be clean. He can wash the hands, if the person washes his face, he brushes his teeth, he wants to have a clean body when he davens. If the person wants to shave before he davens, that's fine. For some of them it's mutter. He's doing it for davening, he's doing it for the rest of the day also. But he only shaves, then it's ikon. I call it the davening. He only shaves when he goes to work. And when he doesn't go to work, he doesn't shave. So the Khari shouldn't be allowed to do that. So that's the Jira. You're not allowed to be IT from the Malacha.
That's just
supposed to know. That's a shaila. So sometimes if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, this is what I've been saying for years, my Talmidim, that whenever we learn this in the Mishnah Berurah, I thought that you're not allowed to shave. If a person shaves on Sunday morning, that's the test. If he shaves on Sunday morning, even though he doesn't go to the office, so that shows that he wants that's his clean up washing his face. He brushes his teeth, he rinses his face, he washes his hands, and he shaves off. He wants to look respectable, he wants to look decent when he goes to shul. So then he can shave all week long. But if on Sunday morning he doesn't shave, and he doesn't shave the rest of the week for business, then he's not allowed to. So one of the rabbis in Yeshiva said, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, you'll see, like you telling me, that the Yisur to do malacha before davening, some thought came old, is not because you're taking care of your own tarachim first, and then you take care of the Rabbanu Shalom later. Like the Gemara says about eating before davening. The Yishlachta, Achrei Kevecha, the Gemara calls the Pasuk from Rabbi, that the Rabbanu Shalom will take care of this. The Rabbanu Shalom has to take care of first. The first thing that the person has to realize that he's helpless, that without the Rabbanu Shalom, without davening for the Rabbanu Shalom, that his divine assistance, he doesn't stand the chance to be masnech in anything. Before you eat, and before you do anything, you have to daven. So I thought that's the gator I did over here also. You shouldn't be eating from Ashtach at all before you daven. So one of the Rabbeinu Yeshiva always telling us that the Mishnah Berurah taught first in the same master, that they seem to say that the Malacha is also Shemi Mashach Acha Malachto. Yeah, if you say like that, then you can say like you said in the Rashi, then davening is also learning. That's what Rashi meant to say, learning is also Shemi Mashach Acha Talmudai. Like the Gemara says in the beginning of Pesachim, that you're not allowed when a Shabbat Leil the Bikat Kamei, he's not allowed to sit down to learn because Shemi Mashach Acha Talmudai, and he'll forget about doing the Bikat Kamei. Because then that's the Pshat and Rashi. If he's going to learn the Yechidah, so we're afraid that when he gets all involved in learning, he's going to forget about davening. But if he learns the Rabbim, then it would be Mutzah. But I don't know, because I have the impression that it's not. I have the impression that in learning, maybe that's the Pshat and Rashi. But in Malacha, I thought that the Pshat was the same as eating before. And it's a separate eat. It's not because shaming emotion. So even if it's the type of a Malacha that you know it is, it's not only going to take 2 minutes. It's going to go by his newspaper, it's going to go by his role. Then you're going to go to shul to daven shachar. You're also sure there's nothing to be nimshach about. If you don't have a newspaper, you don't have a robe. You're not going to see me if they were going to bake the robe. You're going to see it. It takes more than a minute and you're going to go. I thought that it was still off. I don't know. Thank you. Is it a malacha you may not do it? It's a malachah,
Yeah, you're not supposed to do malachas on Erev Tishrei. But here, this is some malachas. Let's say a person takes he washes his face and takes a warm shower every morning before they turn on the hot water. That's the sure malacha. He's looking at. No, there are faith that the Chatzos we're machmir that it should be something like Chol HaMoed. Machmir not to do the malachas of the Lamedos Malachas. No, but before the davening, the prohibition against malachas doesn't apply. It's not nothing to do with the Lamedos Malachas. It means to do your own personal malachas. Mm-hmm. Let's do malachas. Let's say that I was going to drive to shul. Okay, whatever is with her, you will ask them. Okay, so unless they're taking the haircut, if you can take the haircut out of Pesach in the morning, so it's not proper to take the haircut. That's all you want. It depends. Let's say the fellow, for business purposes, he has to go out of town. There's an Indian right downstairs, because if ever lives in the building, there's an Indian right downstairs over here. So, if there's only Indian here, he has to drive to the Indian. So he's going to drive to the Indian before Shachar, that's not done. But Le'olam, he can daven over here. The only thing is, he has a business deal in Boston today. So he wants to go take the flight to Boston, the 6 o'clock flight, get there at quarter to 7, and make the 7 o'clock Indian. But that's not called driving to the Indian, that's called driving to business. So I'm sorry that you're not allowed to do. I think. I'm not going to be Isaac from Malach Tachal before Davin. Then you have to Davin here.
Well,
then, because
you can't do
it later, that's the only place. So you should Davin home, Davin here. Davin here, you if it's before the month Tehillah begins, then you're committed to Tehillah Malacha. The question is, when does this month Tehillah begin? If it's Shachar Tzach, the earliest time to daven is Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar is an hour before sunrise. More than an hour before sunrise. Sunrise is now about 7:10 or so. The question is when you can say a bracha on the talis and tefillin. That's the difference thing. You can only say the bracha on the talis and tefillin. Mishiyakar es chaver b'rishis dalad adam. So when is it non tefillah? Non tefillah is early. Non tefillah is early. It's over an hour before. But if a person wakes up 5 o'clock in the morning, yeah, then he can eat also. It's before davening also. It's before this that's the shot of a half hour before I was a shot. To travel for business purposes. That's what I thought. I think so. If he's traveling to a distance for his business purposes, not... And we'll make him in your later, yeah. I thought so. I think I got the impression that I had some sort of...
No.
Some of that's a dry mitzvah you allowed to. Some of that's a mitzvah you have to do today. You can't do that. You could have gone last night. I don't know. Anyway, this is an important thing. The person is supposed to be Mashmech, he lost the Lemikos, he's not supposed to be Yosef the Malachai before he's Avon. That's not proper.
What's the expression? The talking means for the time when he gets up?
Because of the time that he wakes up in the morning.
That's what the euphemism is.
Yeah. When he wakes up in the morning, he davens right away without being Yosef the Malachai and immediately. That was the first meet of Chassidus. Myra is not yet. This one doesn't apply. Myra doesn't do like that. Myra doesn't mean you're not allowed to eat before. You're not allowed to be Isaac in anything that... Yeah, this one. Yeah. Other one said, Mishka, you can down the hole.
Myers.
There's a Myers, Minion. No, that seems good. Both of us traveled also.
Well, travel before my risk.
Even if it's, let's say, night. Let's say, I finished my work in the office at 8 o'clock. There's a minion downstairs at 8:15. I don't think, I don't know, that there's an issue to do Triyoshi to Malachi before my risk. I don't think.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm. I don't think my marriage is such a thing. I don't think. What was the second deal that the Rabbi Binyamin said about? On the Tosh, it's saying the Tuna, the Tosh, and the Zorah. This way he goes on married people. Married people, Brahma, Fama, Brother Khalil, Amrav Yitzchok, Chalalai, the Tosh, and the Tosh, and the Zorah, having a bond in the Chorim. If the Shah Tashmish is Makhbet after bed, then Sof and the Zoran, as opposed to Ben Mizrach Lamayro, then I'll be blessed Min HaShemayim because he did the right thing. Why is that the right thing? Dafke to have the bed, married people say, oh. So the Rishayim say, because the Shechina is either the Mizrach or the Mayro, Gemara and Baba Basra has different versions, the Shechina is either the Mizrach or the Mayro, to go far enough to the east, or the west, the same place. So it's not proper to have the bed in that position. So the married people, and a kodesh shechina, so they should have the bed, they talk on the door. Rav Chaim Volozhiner mentioned this to the Vilna Gaon. The Gaon said, the Gaon writes on Aruch Chaim that there's only one place where there's a steer between the Gemara and the Zohar. He didn't believe, like many Achraim said, there are many steers between the Gemara and the Zohar. He said there's only one steer that he knows of, and he writes that he bimerks it in the Bira Dra. When a person is davening Shemona Esrei, you're not supposed to walk in front of him, you're not supposed to walk on the side with him, Dalai Lama. What about behind him? Are you allowed to walk behind him with him, Dalai Lama? So the Gemara is much more than it's Musa, to walk behind the person with him, Dalai Lama. And the Zohar, and the Shemona Esrei close to the Gemara, and the Zohar is not right, so I am the Zohar. And the Zohar says, like here. So the Gemara says that's the only place in Kol HaShem Kul, but there's a steer between the Zohar and the Gemara. So Chaim HaLozhiner asked them a series of kashes, that this Goyim says that this is steer, that's a steer, so he says they don't see the steer, they ask everything. And then here he says there's a steer of Gluya, that in the Zohar says just to be versed, that married people should have to bed the Zafkir, between Mizruch and Myra. The Chaim HaLozhiner said the Goyim gave him a terrace and he forgot that the terrace. That's what they quote in the biography. So, you don't know what it is? All the others they quote. All the other kashas they quote, and they said that's not correct, that's not correct. The Yuzi Pshat's all the same. None of the Zohar's all the same. And over here, a Chaim HaLozhiner said, he's going to tell him the text, and he forgot the rule. But in the Gemara, that's what it says. In the Bavli, in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says, that married people should be mocked with that the bed, they tell them the Zohar. Shenemar, with Tzvulcho Tamali Diklam, Yizdu Ubanim. If they have the bed, they can suffer him, then they'll have Banim, Banim Tuchama, if that's what they want. They want sons, as opposed to daughters. And Ashri Yadim Shabbanim Kram. What was under the man who only has daughters and Ashri? It's the praises of the man who has sons. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon chapter, why? What's so terrible about having daughters? So he commented, that Gemara goes before the Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershon. I don't think it's up. So if you have sons, you can have, each son can have many wives. So you can have many, many grandchildren. So your tribe will increase a lot. But if you have so many daughters, so the daughters can only marry one husband, so they can only have a limited number of grandchildren. That's what they can want there. But yes, the Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershon, so the boy is sort of that thing, that the whole psychology is the son of Atroi, the whole psychology is different, and it doesn't make any difference whether you have sons or daughters. Yes. So the Gemara probably means that bracha, the Pasuk is giving a bracha to the person who puts his bed between self and Dorayim. So the bracha says Yizul Banim, so the Gemara is commenting Banim Zecharim, because it's Mana Gemara, it's Mana Taman, that's what they were wanting. They were looking for sons as opposed to daughters. And if in later generations you're happy with daughters or sons, well, then thank you. Not my Yizul Gomar, Abbe Yizul Matal is the first. I mean, we should have the bed facing Yerushalayim. No, I don't know. The Gemara Baruch Zatzah has a whole discussion about
we daven Shmonesrei facing Yerushalayim. That's Tfilah Shlananach. He says, Shlananach, Adarah HaBayit Hazeh. And Tfilah Shlananach, when they built the Bayit Nishon, so he said that was an daven facing the Beit HaMikdash. That's the dish. The Rambam is mashma to din deraita. Not that Shlananach was mechadish, it's mashma to Rambam, that the Iker din deraita, you have to daven facing the Beit HaMikdash. But this Gemara is just unrelated. This Gemara and Rambam are discussing where the Shechina is not something in the world. In general, where is the Shechina? It has nothing to do with Yerushalayim.
The definition is Israel.
It has nothing to do with Israel. Because, I mean, Israel is not. No, no. I'm sure not. Because it's a proper thing to be medactic about. He would aspire about it. It sounds like it's a very proper thing to be careful about. That's not a meditation. Yeah, to me it's a married people. Married people should have better to see in that direction. That's how the Rambam is national. You know the Gemara only says, no, it's not reacting. And this refers to the person who's riding on a donkey and doesn't know which direction it is. It's not reacting.
You mean
only
have a king
and a Disregard which way the Aron Kodesh is, and you have to daven facing where the correct Mizrach is, or where the Beit HaMikdash is. Or do you say no? You're supposed to put the Aron Kodesh in such a way that when you face the Aron Kodesh, everybody should be facing Israel. But if you didn't, then you have to face the Aron Kodesh. So that's the rationale. The Tosfos holds not. And the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah recommends, the Shulchan Aruch recommends you should avoid getting involved in the Machlokes. What if you got involved? The bottom line? So then the Tzid has a tshuva. Well, he quotes the Magen Avraham, says Magen Avraham passed his life sentence, and he says Mitzvah. He disregards where the Aron Kodesh is. He was supposed to put the Aron Kodesh in and correct the...
How does some shul go over to Tchil and they make it in such a way that it's not placed in the
Tchil? Doesn't matter. So then in the Mishnah Berurah quotes also from the Rami Yekoskin, what happens if you'll be the only one in Shul that's going to do like that? No, everyone else is going to do it, facing the Aron Kodesh. They said, you're the only one, you shouldn't do it. Well, unless you're the rabbi. And so you're supposed to show them how they're supposed to do it. But everybody should have it in the right direction. But if it's just one person that's going to... I think the Mishnah Berurah discusses it in three different places. At one place he says he's not sure what to do. In the Bir Halacha. In another Bir Halacha he says, like Taisus. He says Mizrach. And at this, I remember, it's the three different places he discusses it. This type of a son wrote a statement on the Mishnah Berurah, a kitzur of the Mishnah Berurah. He leaves that over din, the Shad Halacha. He leaves that over din with everybody. Rather than he just quotes the major part. He points out that there's a contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah. There's two places he discusses, in there's a few Simonim talking each other. He discusses the same issue. One place he writes to Rachel what the din is, and the other place he writes what the din is. That's what Rabbi Henkin writes.
and Ada the Yisrael, the end of all about her right, look in the nation Dabar, and then it's this, she was saying, look in the nation Dabar, what you should do is, in between, but that's not what it says in the nation Dabar. That's not what it says. And the Dabar says that you should face Mizrach and disregard where you are facing. Okay, well, if the other people are not going to follow you, so then you go along with the other, with everybody
else.
No, the deal is you face Yerushalayim. You might have greater than him. If you're a Chutzalar commissioner, if you're a Chutzalar and you face Eretz Israel, even if you know that you're not facing the Beit HaMikdash at all, let's say you're in Lebanon, let's say you're in Syria. So you say, Eretz Israel, you just face west, you don't have to bother facing, you have to bother facing Yerushalayim. That was as long as you're facing Eretz Israel good enough. Because all the Eretz Israel is considered in a certain sense, so if you're a chutzpah, just face Eretz Yisrael, that's enough. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, then you start to say Yerushalayim. Even though you're facing Yerushalayim, you know that that's part of Yerushalayim, that's not where the Beit HaMikdash is. You know the Makom HaMikdash is there. As long as you face part of the Yeratika, not Yerushalayim as it is now. You have to face part of the Yeratika. If you're in Yerushalayim, then you more says you have to face the Makom HaMikdash. In the Beit HaMikdash, you have to face the Kodesh HaKadosh. Okay. So it's a norm, yeah, so you have to try to get to the apartment that you should follow the example. Now, my Yitzchak comes, the person gets another bracha if he has his head facing in the correct direction. After this, the Matel is to call him. His wife will not lose a pregnancy. How do you know that? Yitzchak with Sukha Tamale Yitzchak. The expression tamale, the verb tamale is used. If I'm ma'inu yomehamaleves, kenei tamim b'zitzlon. So there it says that the babies were born alive, that she didn't miscarry. Here, the connotation of the word lemalo, in connection with having a baby, means that the babies will survive, that they won't die.
Full term.
Okay, full term. Okay. Once they quoted out the Dignam, it's not davening. So they quote another time, another bright side of the drama. The name of this time has another thing. Shnai Shemitma, so the Hispala, two people went into a shul to daven. So it says on the top of the Negadav, Pirush HaBein HaTam, Vizeh Hoya Lahem, Vizeh Hoya Lahem, Vizeh Hoya Lahem, Vizmar HaGemare, the shul was not in the middle of the city. The shul was out of the town. Shahayu Basadim. So therefore, if two people are going to daven, and one is going to leave, one's going to finish davening and say, Elaine is going to go home. There's only the other guy. So the other guy's got to be petrified to walk home by himself because it's dark outside at night and he's afraid to walk at night because of the mazikin. So that's what Abba Ben Yaman says. The first one has to wait for the second one. Shnai Shem Nechma Shulah Hispalel. Two people went into the shul to daven Ma'ir. The Kodamach Nam Hispalel. The first one finished and he leaves. Elohim Kinesh Chavero. And he doesn't wait for the second one to finish. And the other one is going to be so nervous he won't be able to be Mechavim Hispilotoy. Because he hears the door closing, even if he has life for him, he hears the door closing, he realizes that his covenant has left him, well, by himself, he's going to have to walk home by himself. So the punishment will be, Tarakim wants to rush the funnels. They rip up the prayers of the first one. The davening is going to maintain davening. He's not miserable. The Baruch HaVeiro. The Baruch HaVeiro is not going to answer his prayer. Shenema, Tarak Nafsha Diyapo. Tarak means rip up. And Nafsha, Rashi says, Maya Nefesh, the word Nefesh has different meanings in Tanakh. Sometimes the word Nefesh means Jutsiro, the Majinema, the Eshbach is Nakshi, let me ask, I put out my heart, I put out my soul, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that he doesn't talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See that the word Nefesh, sometimes, not always, sometimes it has the meaning of davening, of Tzilo, so here it also means, Tarek Nakshi Diyapa, Halamacha, the Yogivar. The Eshbach is What does that mean? Rashi interprets this already. Rashi says How do you speak? Where is there any mashmaris in this pasuk that it goes on two people, and the davening one left behind, left the other one behind? It has nothing to do. Tarav Nashya means the gift up the tree. The Rosh Hashanah is ripping up the tree. The Yapa, the Rosh Hashanah is angry at the person and the gift up the tree with the Kinkar. What does he, how do you see it has to do with leaving? So that's from the second half of the pasuk. What do you see? How the man of the other, what do you see? The Rashi interprets the Chisavro, Hayisro, the new thing, Shebishvil, Shebishvil, Koshayot Kosho, because you left the shul, the Stalek Hashchina, the Shina's gonna go away. The Yazar is Chabecha, and the Stalek will follow. The Shina is gonna stay there.
The two people, the Shina is there, and we want to
No. I left the shul, I left them all by himself, so did you think that because you're walking away, you're gonna leave behind, the Shina is gonna leave, and his feelings are not gonna be, He just went along with each other.
Right, well, he didn't say
the Shina's gonna leave. How did Rashi see in that? Because Rashi wanted the question, where did Abba Ben Yorman see in this topic anything about people davening and leaving? It obviously had to do with Teyazi, Alamancha Teyazi. How does it fit in? The Rashi is not fit. It's a Pashup Shah. I don't remember the Pashup Shah. The Pashup Shah has nothing to do with it. Actually, it has nothing to do with this at all. This is an additional level of interpretation. I don't remember all the positive stuff.
What happens if one person in the shul identifies himself to daven, and then somebody else comes in? Yeah. Does the other person have to, wait for the daven in this situation?
No, and then that person wouldn't be so hard. It shouldn't be made.
And then also,
Let's take a look at the Tassai. Spirja did it, the Dimor only goes by Laila, and only the Batik Nefisha and Shai Basadr. Well, the Kach by Laila Yishlam, because the fellow who's left behind is going to be nervous. So when you're going to leave him, his Shmanasa is going to be all ruined. The Hari, and it's in the daytime, and there's nothing to be nervous about. So then it's Mutter, then you can leave and leave him alone. There's no problem. Right? And the Ri was Machmer, not like the Rabbi Natam. The Ri was the nephew of the Rabbi Natam, and he didn't want to be Nekor. The Ri, whenever he would have been his davening, there would be somebody else left behind the shul. By Nachat Vilatzai, even though the shul is in the middle of the city, there's no chashash. And Umarich, and she ate the kulam. Even if that's how the Shul was in if someone would come later, they didn't come together. Nevertheless, I'm in the safer. I should go with the lesson. No, the Achra of Lach. The safer is Lachum, you should tell him, So the Shacharach, I think it says that Ikaradin, you don't have to. If the other fellow started davening the Yechidus, he would lift us into the shul, he'd roll out his own. So then, just because I came in and I davened so quickly, that I began and I finished, in the middle of his Shmanesah, I'm not Mukhiyas to Ikra, then I'm not Mukhiyas to wait till the end. And the Midas Chasidus, then he returns, you wait till the end. Even if the real Chashash of the Tzira Fadah doesn't much. So again, Rashi over here is trying to explain how did Abba Ben Yorman see this in the post. Obviously, he saw it from the Frey Teyazes, but the question was, still how does it fit in? Rashi gives us very tight over here. Did you think it's me? Did you think it's Abba Yisrael that because you're leaving the Shkina is going to leave? Very shvev pshat. So the Mashua and the other Achrayim all give other interpretations. It's very shvev. That's very difficult to Russia. How do you even, certainly not the Pshut Hashem, but even as it's Russia, how do we see this Russia in the course? Now, go on, that's the difference. Now, she's not going to sell us, so you're not allowed to leave to the other one. But my eye, not only are you punished, that's how from us we lost the funnels, if you left him alone, and you ruined his kabbalah, so he's dominating, your prayers will be ripped up. Not only that, the girl is finished, it's Estalek me Yisrael. You're ruining his dominating, will cause the Shkina to be Shinema. Vayatik Tur, Mim Kandah. The very next part it says in here, Vayatik Tur, Mim Kandah. Who is Tur? Everybody Shalom. Shinema, see your lost profession. And what is Mim Kandah? Who is his place? The bunch of a whoop away from his place. Mean from Klal Yisrael family.
Maybe we will speak about
not from the whole world. What, his government's finished at the Talmud in Yisrael, from the Jewish people. Where do you see Nimakomo? Nimakomo is the Makam Hashim is supposed to be Klal Yisrael.
This is the
no kedusha in any sense. Let's say, for instance, even if the Beit HaKnesset, there's no shchina. I said, the shchina comes to God from the moment comes to communicate with Hashem. So the shchina makes contact with him. As it makes contact, he knows you live with him. So therefore, there's some sort of a connection with him, because it, but actually what you said, the same thing is, if the person made contact with the shchina, by leaving it, it's been removed from him somehow.
I don't know, I thought that not there. I thought just like in the Beit HaMikdash, we used to the shul over there. I thought in the Mikdash Miyah, in the shul, no person to know. A little bit of a Jewish thing. Stop what's up the shul, we'll talk about equality, huh? But this Aver, sometimes if the Jewish people do such great Aver, it's because the shul is to run away. So this is considered such a... not to have considerations other people he saw from, but he doesn't, they don't have Ramachan is very attractive, he doesn't, and the other Mahavera, he doesn't have Rachmanis on the other guy. The other guy sacrificed to be by himself, and he doesn't care. So the person is so from, but I'm not, and the other Mahavera not, the Jewish one runs away from Kali Throne, because it's such a terrible Avera. You know, talking about Silas Shrina from Kali Throne, not from the Shul, not from the person, he's from Kali Throne. It's such a terrible Avera. Yeah. Him, Hinton, lie, but if he acts like a mention in speaking, not correct, what will be his reward if he waits till the other fellow finishes Shabbat and Shmon Esrei? Rav Yezir of Chanin is zeche the blocha kalol, he'll be zeche to the following blockers. What does it say? Lu hikshafto b'mitzvaysai, ilu. Lu hikshafto b'mitzvaysai. If you would listen to my mitzvahs that I commanded you, yikanor shmanecho, oh, you'll have a lot of peace. Where in the world do you see in this pasuk that has anything to do with waiting for someone? But David took him. The pasuk that his prayers are ripped up. We don't know exactly how Abba Ben Yomim saw that that pasuk is at all alluding to running out. Where do you see that this pasuk goes on waiting? So Rashi says that the word lahakshiv means lahamtin, to wait. Lahakshiv means to pay attention. Ozen kashevet. So the Mashiach talks about this also very shvet. Luhik shakta limit process. You would be mamtin if you would wait. Yeah. So this is a proper waiting. If you wait, it's not the achrenim give other interpretations. Where Abba Ben Yomim saw from this pasuk that it has anything to do with waiting for the other person. Shvet Yosh, it's how we saw from the scripture. Once the Gemara quoted Abba Ben Yomim, so they quote the third writer. Tanya Abba Ben Yomim, amen. There are so many mazikim all around us, it's so dangerous. If we would be able to see how many mazikim are all around us, we would push it safe. We would be so petrified if we would see how many mazikim there are. There are more mazikim than there are human beings. The Kagi Alon, and they stand around us, they encircle us. Kikakla l'ubyo. The Rashi translates, ubyo means a furrow.
How do you say, when you dig a trench, when you dig an aruga in order to plant in a row. Yes, a lot of times in the field they plant in a row. So that's called an aruga, that's an ubyo. Kikakla is when you dig, so you throw the dirt up on top. So let's say if you have a tree and you dig a hole around it, you won't be able to put water into it. That's also called an ugio, with an olive, an ugio now. It's not an arugio, it's straight. It's around, it's also called an ugio. So when you throw the dirt up, it's going to be like a border, like a little tiny fence on top. So he says that every person is surrounded with these mazikim, all arum and arum, just like when you dig around the tree, you have a hafira hamakepis, we're all surrounded around and around with the mazikim. How many are there? Then he says there are more than there are people. He doesn't say how many more. The next one comes and says, God, there are thousands of them. To every person there are thousands and millions and billions. Every human being has, out from the small way, has a thousand mazikin on his left side, bacteria, whatever the mazikin on his right side is.
Bacteria. We can only see certain size objects, and he would be able to see all the bacteria that's around. He wouldn't be able to eat anything, or be afraid to touch anything. Yeah. He would see all the
microorganisms.
Yeah, he can see
them.
Yeah, bacteria are harmful.
Okay, but you haven't looked at anything out of Gashmias.
Just like we have microorganisms in Gashmias that we can see if you look under a microscope. So there are ruchnistic microorganisms also that we haven't yet developed any.
It's not Dhamma Zikin yet, Dhamma Zikin now.
This is different place? Yeah.
Okay.
So this one Dhamma Bai says, that the Ruzer Rabuna says, that to the left of every person there are thousands. And to the right, the reverse of the meaning, or the above is 10,000, the 10,000 on his right hand. Shememba, on the right hand side of the Gemara, they quote the additional line from the Yalkut Shemayim. Shememba, you pull me sitzka ele, above me minecha, ilecha le igosh. That's how, where did Abai get the marker? You pull me sitzka ele, the above me minecha, 1,000 mazikim on the left hand side, and 10,000 mazikim on the right hand side. On my rabbi, the rabbi says, absolutely correct. I'll prove it. Hai dukha d'havi d'kalo, when the people come together to hear a public shiur. So it's a little bit crowded. Not really that crowded, unless they were sitting here. You don't have 5,000 people in the room. It's not really so crowded. How come people feel so uncomfortable? How come people feel? He says, it must be that the mazikim are giving us a hard time. These are mazikim, ruchnistikim mazikim. That they're giving the people a hard time, yes, they thank you for learning. Hai dukha, the avi de kala. Kala means the public shear. Yahi kala, the avi de kala. Kala means the public shear. So the fact that the people feel so much berserkic, they feel so uncomfortable, that they feel cramped in, is not really that crowded that it should be, that they should feel so cramped in. Minayu havi, it's from all of these mazikim. They keep on pushing everybody around. Hane dirki, the shale, when people's knees, their kaimada knees, are weak, when people are tired and their knees feel weak, there's also minayu havi. It also comes from the mazikim. They're giving us a hard time. The knees really shouldn't be so weak, but there are however, the mazikim are giving us a hard time. The high money, the rabban of the balu, rabban means the tamidim in the yeshiva. So the begadim, the tamidim chachamim are learning the yeshiva, they don't work. So how come they're going to get all worn out? Fish laying there, they sit all day for that part of the tent. Gets rubbed out, so they're sitting all day. But how come the other parts of the clothing gets rubbed? How does it get rubbed out? What does it get? There's nothing to rip on. It must be mechufya the tohu. Because they're rubbing against it, just in order to give the bacham a hard time, that they shouldn't be able to learn. The honey carries in the akfon, and when people have the kra'ayim, or what, the... No, it means sometimes the ankles bang against each other.
Or the feet bang against each other. Sometimes people are shivering and their feet bang against each other. The ankles bang. It all comes from the mazikim. The mazikim are responsible for a lot of sorrows that people have because they're trying to get, these are mazikim in the area of Brooklyn. They're trying to get people away from Tyra Mitzvah. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, if a person is interested, yeah. They're engaged by the Yetzer Hara. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, if a person is interested in seeing Mazikim, they give you an extra how to see the Mazikim. Then the Gemara says, they wouldn't recommend it because you can get hurt. The Gemara tells the story over here. I'm on the boiler made battle who someone wants to see what they look like. He's not going to see what they look like. He wants to see that they were really there. If someone wants to see that the mazikim are really here, prove, lighty kitman lehila. You should bring some sifted ashes. Let's say you burn a newspaper so you have all the ashes are in one piece. So you should shake it up a little bit so it should be soft. Then after Apur, you should put it, spread it around his bed. Before he goes to sleep at night, then when he wakes up in the morning, he will see footprints on the ashes, and those footprints are clearly the footprints of the mazikim, who were dancing around his bed. In the morning, when he wakes up, he will see, he carried the tiny goyla. He'll see, like the chicken's feet. Chicken's feet, and there were no chicken running in the room. So obviously, these are the feet from the chicken mazikim. I'm on the boil of mazilu, and if a person wants to see them, that's if he just wants to prove that they're around. Evidence. What if he actually wants to see it?
says, you must tell your whole medical expert what to do, and then Gemara says, but we wouldn't recommend that you do it. What should you do? You should take the shilya, what is a shilya? The embryo sentence, the sack that the baby is born in. You take a sack of a black cat, shunrita uknasa, a black cat, Bata uknasa, whose mother was also a black cat, and both of them were the firstborn. Uknasa, Bata uknasa, this one was the firstborn, the previous one was the firstborn. You take the sack that it was born in, with a kalyat, the druid. Okay, you should burn it in a fire till it turns to ashes, and then you take these ashes and you put it in your eye. For this kake, you should grind it up. If you burn it, you should grind up the ashes. You should put it in your eyes. And then it'll be able to see it. But then he says you should be careful what? With the shot, you should take the ashes and put it
in an iron container.
Barzel is iron. A metal container. The left domain, you should close it at the end, the gushpanka, the farzal, with a metal seal, with an iron seal, to make sure that none of the issues get up. No more Gandhi, like, let the mazikim will take some. The left and punish, make sure that he closes as well. Okay. He was interested in talking to the mazikim, but he did it and he got hurt. Chaza, he saw the mazikim, he hit it. And he got injured. So, well, Rabban of Achmi Alei, the Talmud, when this power to his refuah, the Yitzchak, so the moral of the story is that you shouldn't try to look for Mazel.
What's
the question you have on that, Yankif, they have interpretation with. So I didn't enjoy any of it. I don't know. Well, we don't understand what the Gemara is talking about. I don't know. El Mali Tasis in the Gila says it depends whether it's spelled with a yud at the end or an aleph at the end. When it's spelled with a yud at the end, means ilu. If it's spelled with an aleph at the end, means ilu lo. Usually on the side of the Gemara, whenever the word appears, they always say, Ayin Tasis in the Gila. Every time the word El Mali appears, they always tell you, look at our Tasis in the Gila, that it depends how it's spelled. Half the time it's spelled, according to Tasis rule, half the time it's spelled right, and half the time it's spelled wrong. It's not the way Tasis says. Tanya Gemara goes right to it, another price. Abba Din Yom Elayna made another statement. Ain't he lost a shaladim nishmas, and the Beit HaKnes says, the person should always daven a shul. Even if he's going to daven a yechidus, the person should always daven a shul. Unless the rabbi wakes up late, and then he's going to go daven a shul. So number one, he's ashamed. Number two, he's going to be a divine. I tell you this, the rabbi comes late to shul, everybody ready to daven, he's going to come late to shul. So then the Mishnah rules, what's not ready? Then if the Dami Yechidah says, I'll think Leo Deya, the rabbi's running, so watch for Al-Gokhi, he went to Mace Mitzvah, whatever. If the Balakati is not a son of the rabbi came right. But if the people are not going to look at him and learn to be Mizalvel and see with the Tzibur, the first thing at first is you go to Shulam and Dabi, even if he's going to have to Dami Yechidah. Ain't he lost his love in the Shema Tzel of the Beis HaKnesses. How do you know? Shememar, the Shema El Harina, the El HaTzila. What does that mean? Makamina, Shem Teh Tzila, the proper place to daven is the place where the choir is singing. There's the choir singing. That's what Rashi says. What do you mean? What do you mean? What if there's... What does Rashi say? Rashi says, the Malka Marina, the Beit HaKnesses, how do you think that that's true? The Shomonim HaTziba Shiroi, the Shizbokai, the Nehimas Kolarei, this congregational singing. So either you see you're supposed to have a choir, or you see you're supposed to have congregational singing.
No, let me tell you, one of the things again.
But they're supposed to sing it together, not just like here. And the real yeshivas, they absolutely don't sing anything.
Right. They hide themselves.
But that's a Beit HaKnesses. Okay, that's a Beit HaKnesses. It's not a Beit HaKnesses. A Beit HaKnesses, the uniqueness of a Beit HaKnesses is. We wouldn't recommend that. The yeshiva next day, okay. But the Beit HaKnesses, we recommend, as Rashi interprets in the Gemara, they should sing the Ne'imat Kol HaRei. He's supposed to sing. That's one of the qualifications of a chazan, that he's supposed to have a pleasant voice. What do you have a pleasant voice that he's not going to sing anything? He's supposed to sing when the niggas. That's just to be clay. That's just to say the word.
It's like saying a priest.
Yishalmi has the same thing based on a different passage, that it says, Dishu Hashem Behimotso. You should search the HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the place where he can be found. Where is the Himotzah? The Beit HaKnesset.
But the Bible says differently in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara first says there's Himotzah.
But there's more Shkina there. We don't know exactly what that means, but it means that there's more Shkina there. But the Bible says the Himotzah means that that's the season of the year. That the first time there is made sure, but it's hard. Shami says the Himotzah means the place where he is more than so.
Yeah, he didn't daven tzivah, but that's a different reason. He said that, yeah, he didn't like the minyan. He said, see, what the tzivah means that you have 10 people davening shmoneh esrei.
6 people are machlokes. You have 6 people davening shmoneh esrei. So the din is if you make chazorat hashad, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's tzivah the tzivah. That's a shad. That's what he said with 6 people davening. I'm not sure Panshin has a tzivah about that. You only have 6 people davening, so true, they can recite chazorat hashad, but all you need to tzivah the tzivah are that. I'll give them an idea that you are yet. You gotta have 6 people davening shmoneh esrei. Now, in order to be at this one, you gotta have that the 6 people who are davening should be mechaben in the first bracha, magen avoy, tirush amila. So, above all, it says, where are the 6 people who are mechaben tirush amila? So, that's what he said. You don't have 6 people
mechaben.
You don't have. What does the father make the Hazarat Hashad? Oh, you didn't have 6 people down in Shmanez. Everything was all about Tolkien.
Yeah.
So Rabel, Rabel, his oldest son, also used to Dami Yechidus. So once Rabel Yalapyan, that's how they say, Rabel Yalapyan met him, and he saw that he got into her. Yes, and later on he went to Eretz Yisrael. So he met Rabel Kolechik, they saw him also Dami Yechidus. So he said, he was speaking to him in Yiddish, and he said, I'm not to get on all the cranky yeeds, so he's having all the two brutes that can do to sell. He got very angry at him. And that's what everybody kind of is wondering, so you don't have 6 people davening with Kabbalah, so that's Rav Salvador, Rav Mero, Rav Zavid, Rav Meir, all these people are davening with Yiddish, because they're all going to be happy. And they're all going to be happy, because they're all going to be happy, don't make them in. All davening with Yiddish, very strange, a very strange practice. Makkel learning, that's another Gemara. I don't think that's another Gemara. That's the difference. That the Talmid Chacham used to daven in the place where he used to learn, even though, rather than daven the shul. That's the Machlokes, and we show him exactly what that means. Let's say I learn at home. Let's say I learn the Hasmada Guru all day and all night, I learn at home. But preferable, I don't have a minion at home. There's no one else. I just learn all by myself. So it's preferable to daven in Mincha, be Yechidus, Mincha, and Meir at home. Shabbos, Mincha, and Meir at home. The Mokum that I sit and learn, even though if I go to Shul, I'll daven to be with the Tzibur, it means no. It means we learn in the base medrash. Well, you have 15 people, we're all learning together. You have 15 people. So it's preferable to daven to Tzibur in a smaller minion in the base medrash where you learn, rather than go to the big shul where there are 150 people, and you will have your eyes on how this knows. But that's only a heather. The other one is not as a heather, and this heather is better. The heather to daven with Malcolm where you learn is better. But if you're going to lose people to Sibu, that's the machloikah solution. Everybody here has that machloikah.
Yes,
yes. The Gemara says, I'm Purim, you have to be with Apple Talmud Sezer. In order to go to the Rebbe on Hadith, no? Even though you could fulfill three of them and give the other one. Purim is the exception. Shabbos and Yom Tov, the Beis Yosef quotes in Hilchos Pesach, the Beis Yosef quotes the Ramban HaChumash, that Shabbos and Yom Tov is a chiyuv of tefillah b'tzibur min ha'tzeir. All year long, that's what the people got to point out, it's a little ironic, all year long the Ramban holds that there's no chiyuv of tefillah min ha'tzeir at all. The Ramban's opinion is that there's a chiyuv of tefillah min ha'tzeir once a day, every day. I think Martha Stina is only the Rabbanon. So the Rabban says that means the fact that you have to daven Shabbos, Mincha, and Meira, and you have to daven in a specific time, and a specific list of instructions, so that's all with the Rabban. But the essence, Chiyuv to daven once a day, every day, that's the Rabban says that's the Chiyuv that I told. The Yom Tov call about him, and the Gemara says in the first daven Tainus. But based on the Rabban, based on the he refers to Tzibah. So the Rabban is of the opinion that davening once a day, every single day of the year, is a Chiyuv there, right? So the Ramban and the Seif on this will disagree. He says the Gemara says Tzibah the Rabban, and it's only the Rabban. It's day Torah, right? It's day Torah. Then the Ramban holds that it's a Chiyuv there. Then it's just the topic whether you should count it as a mitzvah or not. Even though he holds that Tzibah the Torah is a Raisa, is this topic. Maybe you still shouldn't count it as a different discussion. But you hold the tzibur of the Chajam is one of the Rabbanah. Shabbat and Yom Tov, the Ramban writes, the tzibur is their right. Why? Because it says, Mikroi Kodesh. By all Shabbat and Yom Tov, it says Mikroi Kodesh. And the word Mikro means Kruei Ho'edo. Kruei Ho'edo means to gather together. It's a day of holy assemblage. Mikro Kodesh means a day of holy assemblage. What do you mean? You assemble for the purpose of Torah and tzibur. So that Ramban holds that the tzibur is there, right? On Shabbos and Yom Kippur. It doesn't necessarily mean that the question, what does it mean? Is that every Jew has to daven Chayvus HaYochid, every Jew should daven tzibur b'tzibur? Or there's a Chayvus HaTzibur, that we should see to it that there is a minyan. If I pay my dues to the shul, and there is a minyan in the shul Shabbos and Yom Kippur, I don't have a chiyuv there, right?
I take care.
Maybe as long as I see to it that there is a minyan, that's a question. So the Prima Godin and the Pesach understands the Ramban is saying, this Ramban is quoted by the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Pesach, when he quotes the Hilchos Tefillas Yom Kippur. So the Prima Godin understands this Ramban is saying that every Jew has an obligation to daven all the tzibur to tzibur and Yom Kippur. Even if he says the Chodesh Ayyokan, I would have said, let's say I daven Ma'ariv and Shul on Yom Kippur. All of what tzibur on Yom Kippur is to daven. So that's what the Prima Godin understood in the Ramban.
Yeah, but if they're not going to have this in the
process,
then even though
it's in that way, okay. MR, I think. A microphone, is that cool?
What would change the Torah?
The Gemara says you're not allowed to. Not allowed to be marking the Tzibur after the Tzibur Tzibur. First, the Davening is sure, but not allowed to damage one after before the Tzibur gets to the Shmanah. That's a separate issue. I don't know.
There's
weeks to a year, but I'll be sure. Shmanah,
okay, for you,
please. Shmanah is better to Davening, then you go to Shmanah. You say whatever, you say Tzibur. Even if a person, let's say a sick person at home, he can't go to shul, he should daven at his man that's a davening in shul. Or he should be mechaber wherever he knows there's a minyan. He has a mind to be the scarf with that roof, with that name.
It's super, very much super.
And if he's davening the Yechidus anyway?
Right.
I don't know, you have to look in that frame. Maybe this is a Vashikin is better. Most communities, yeah. The many who say that even though you can make Chazaras HaShas, if you only have six who are davening and the other four are davening already, but you still not yet, just feel a bit too. Yeah. Right, so somehow you have to have 10. You have to have 4 tens, you have to have a minimum of 10 people davening part of the Shemana Esrei at the same time. Big appeal of the Tzibur is that all 10 people should be saying one word or another of the first Baruch of Magen Avraham simultaneously. In other words, if 5 people are saying Baruch Atah Hashem, or saying okay, the same, and the other 5 people are saying Magen Avraham, then that's awesome. You have 10 people who said one word of Magen Avraham at the same time. And then if it's not the first Baruch, it's at least if you have 5 people start the Shemana Esrei before the other 5 people finish the Shemana Esrei, so that's a little lower level of Tzibur B'Tzibur. But if you only have 6 people start at all davening Shemana Esrei simultaneously, and the others are still saying Sukkah Nezimah, they say, well, they're already ahead or behind, so then there are many who say that that's not Tzibur B'Tzibur. But although if you have 6 davening Shemana
Esrei,
Chazaras Hashas, that's a difference. Chazaras Hashas means if you have a right Tzibur, the Ruba Kekulai, so we declare it as if everybody's davening, and therefore that allows you to repeat the Chazaras Hashas. Tzibur B'Tzibur is it? No, no, there's 2 different meanings. One is Rosh Chodesh, just the person don't have horses. He used to call Tzibur B'Tzibur and Tzibur Chatzibur, 2 different things. Tzibur B'Tzibur means they have 10 people, either 6 or 10, some whole 10, davening Tzibur B'Lachash simultaneously. Chatzibur simultaneously on the first bracha, and if it's not, as long as part of the Shemana Esrei simultaneously. And then you have Tzibur Chatzibur, that's called Chazaras Hashas. That's what the person called Chazaras Hashas. But all Tzibur together, both is one Tzibur. That's on the Chazan said one Tzibur on the head of everybody.
You
need a 2 different meanings?
Do you have to wait for all 6 to finish three to start the shop? Have to be available then as well?
Yeah, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you have to have 9 people to enter Roman. The Chazan has to have 9 people to enter Roman, and if not, it's Korav HaDavali is Roch HaLamakola. It depends how many people you have. If you have 100 people davening in shul, you have to wait till it's good and ready. You have to wait for 51 people to finish davening. You're not supposed to start Chazan HaShat before the right finish davening. If you have only, and even if you have the right, then it says Lachatzu, meaning that you wait for the Roch. If you have the rub in the shul, out of cover, that's how you wait for the rub. Unless the rub tells you in advance, don't wait for me. It doesn't have to wait. That's how they say the Chavetz Chaim used to tell them in advance, and in Nidrash, they wouldn't wait. They used to clock on the Siddur and wait for the Chazan. They should stop Chazan for Shabbat with that. You shouldn't wait for him. So you used to feel very self-conscious that you wouldn't be able to be Mechadim. Chavetz Chaim wouldn't be able to concentrate on the davening if he knows that he's holding everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So he felt very uncomfortable. So that's not called a hectic in the davening. To tell the Chazan to go on. Even I think it's a topic in the Mishnah Berurah, what if you wave and you tell him and everything does not, are you allowed to walk back 3 steps? In the middle of Shemana Esrei, he's holding the Lamashina. Are you allowed to walk back 3 steps in order that the Chazan will start the Chazaras Hashas because you can't concentrate well. I can't concentrate while he's waiting for me. Everybody's waiting and they start talking and then I get too nervous. Like I start waving and singing and dancing and nothing else. That's the deal, and then I think in the Mishnah Berurah, maybe you'll have to walk back 3 steps because we'll still have tefillah. That's when I ask my God. No, he wants to finish davening.
No, but that is the
sin. Yeah, the Chazan doesn't want to listen to all the others who want him that he gives, so he walks back 3 steps. That's the word that the Holy Spirit
should come in. People who come in late, and they say, well, because you're the only one coming in that room, are you allowed?
Yeah, that's essential for us.
Nobody else is coming.
That's okay, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. And it's based on that field in the Shulchan Aruch, they call that Paris HaRashna.
But is that not enough?
Yeah, in the Mishnah, Baruch HaRashna means a little different. Yeah. You say Darko, and you say the first Baruch against the other. But in the Shulchan Aruch, it says the same thing as far as saying the Hayechik Kedusha. Same thing, even though I'm the only one who didn't say Hayechik Kedusha, the other 9 people already davened, they already heard Chazaras Hashas and everything. I can make a Hayechik Kedusha. Because even the Pashtus of the Shulchan Aruch is Mashal. Let's say I come into Shul Shacharis late, and everybody's finishing on lane and they're about to walk out. By the time I finish putting on my Talmud Mitzvah, if I wait another 2 minutes, I'll miss the whole meeting. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, it sounds like I can start right away a Hayechik Kedusha without having said Birchas Kriya Shema. And I don't have to be Mashal fully with Tzibur. They're talking about Shacharis, not about Ma'ariv. Shacharis. Because if I'm afraid that I'm going to miss my Kedusha, if I'm going to start saying Kabbalah, then to the Nezimra. And then finish with the Baruch, and there won't be anybody left, there won't be anyone left in the shul. So for the simple reading of the Mechaber's Mashma, that I can start right away at the top and start a Hayechik Kedusha, and then after Hakel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, go home and I'll finish my Shemana Esrei. And then I go back and I say the Birchas HaShachar and the Kabbalah and the Tzuka Nezimra and the Kriya Shema. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, but the Magen Avraham says not so. But after that time you shouldn't do it. But let's say, because the Shlichus Gula Tzibur is more important. But let's say I see that I'll have to, Let's say, I want to leave that Korbanos. I'll say the Korbanos later. I'll abridge the Pesukah Dizim. I'll say, Baruch Shama, Asher Yisabach. And then I'll say my Baruchu. And then I'll say the Krishma with the Zohar. Then I'll say the Harikas Menet. He says, you should do that. You should do that. In order to get the Kedusha. Yeah, that's the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Mechado, the Mishnah Berurah, it's more like one more. So they used to say that in Brit, they allowed people to make their own kedusha, but they were opposed, I guess, at time, I don't know who he meant, but in Brit, they didn't hold from making a just baruch hu. If the other people are not going to answer anything. Why? That was based on a ritva. That's based on another ritva, based on a kesefish on the Rambam. That if you say baruch Hashem ha mevorach, zog ha-brach, everything baruch Hashem brach the yellow bread. So most of the Rishonim hold, that's it. I called upon everybody to say Baruch, and they all said Baruch Hashem Lo, you all said Hashem. But he said, Mishnah says on the Rambam that that's not what it means. But everybody says Baruch Hashem Lo, you all said, everybody's asking, yeah, that's a wonderful, great idea, let's say it, brother. And then they just walk away, they don't say anything. So that's terrible. Oh, so that's why the Mishnah says, that's why you have to say, Yotzer, even everybody ready to daven the Yechidus, the Mishnah has a strange, depicts a strange case. But anyway, the 10 people daven the Yechidus, chocolate in the morning, I guess they all have to shave and they all have to put their newspapers and they have no prayers. So they all got in Shachar to Yechidus. But then you know what a mitzvah is? You know, so they come to shul, so somebody gets a clock and he says, Kapitul Tilim, and he says, Kiddush, Kaddish, and he says, Baruch. So then, even everybody ready to have Yechidus, they have to say, Yotzer Or, Rari Choshech Til, Yotzer Amar. Why do they have to say till Yotzer Amar is full? So the Ritva says, that's the Mishnah in Megillah, that's called Paris HaLashma. You break, Paris means to break in half. You break the Bichas Krishna in half, and you only say Yotzer Or, you don't say Avraham, you don't say Krishna, you don't say Yotzer Or, so what do you say Yotzer Or for? So the Ritva says on that Mishnah in Megillah, because you can't say Kedusha, Kodesh, 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 you can't say Yechidus. The Kodesh people daven the Yechidus, but they had to leave out the middle of Yotzer Or. Now they have a minion, so now they get together, they said, a Kapitul Tilim, and a Kaddish, and a Baruch Hu, and they say what they left out before to the Yotzirah. They say, oh, the Yotzirah with the Kedushin. But we pass in that, so we pass in the Kedushin, the Yotzirah, you say, even the Yechidus, Machloit and Eishay. And Shulchan Aruch says, that's the Nirgah. Everybody says Kedushin, the Yotzirah, the Yechidus. So what is the Mishnah talking about? When the 10 people got in the Yechidus, and they get together for the Baruch Hu, so what do they say over the Yotzirah for? So the Ketzer Mishnah on the side of the Rambam says, because when they say Baruch Hashem, I'm Baruch, I'm Baruch, that just means that we're masking with the chazan, it's a good idea, let's go to Ebrachah. Then they're going to walk away, they're not going to say Ebrachah, so it's not the Tehuchah Yitzhu. It looks like Seder Begirah, they just made up, let's say Ebrachah, they don't say Ebrachah. So they have to say Yotzer Or, which they already said, every word of Yotzer Or they already said, you see this? They have to repeat Yotzer Or in order that it should look like they're making fun of the Nebarashah. They said, let's go. So that's why I'm in against my mind, and a lot of communities, they say Baruch Hu before Olein. But to say Baruch Hu after Olein, that's what else Olein should say. It's based on that transmission. It's improper. But when we say Baruch Hashem Rach Yom HaBorah, you should always finish off with something. Say something. Or Baruch Hashem Rach Yom HaBorah, like Yom HaTorah, then the one who gets the Aliyah says, Hashadoch HaBorah, everybody pays attention. So just to say Baruch Hu to walk away, the transmission holds that you're not alone. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say, that in Brit, we used to allow a Harikah Kedusha, but they wouldn't allow a person just to say Baruch Hu and not to be followed with anything. But we say it for Aleinu, that's okay. Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch says better to daven Yechidus in the shul. The person should go to shul and daven Yechidus in the shul. At the same time the tzibur is davening, but not catch up with him. So you won't keep up. You should come to shul early, start to daven earlier, start to Birchas HaShachar earlier. Or if he doesn't come so early, so leave out a little bit, and then daven ahead of the tzibur so that he starts going answering with the tzibur if possible. And it's not for nothing. He's not going to ruin his davening just because he wants to get to the tzibur. The and added an enhancement over and above everything else. All the other you're doing, you have the tefillah. Tefillah, the tefillah is being successful. Yeah. So the tefillah, the tefillah enhances your chance of having the tefillah success.
What's the proof that they said about Shama Hashem Mishnah? What's the proof of the going that the tradition of tefillah is in the whole purpose of the tefillah?
No, that case probably not. Let's say if a person that they don't discuss Rav Shulchan. If a person was mekatzet tefillah and says, "Oh, Shama Hashem Mishnah."
is you have to make up the tefillin every day of that day. But that's an undiscussed in the Shulchan Aruch. That can be the practice since you forget the tefillin again. It's one other. The only discussion in the Shulchan Aruch is a person came and the chazan is up to Baruch. So then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, you say Baruch together with the chazan, and you say Zichus Kriya Shema. And Shimon asked me, he said, then there's a dispute, and then we shine it. What do you do with the opposite? But he didn't, they left that totally completely. With the Barsham with everything. So the Rabbi Yaina holds, you can take Sukkot and Zimra later with the Barsham with each time, just like Halal. But Hakhil is the normal place for Halal is after Shachris. But as yet, if he didn't say Halal after Shachris, he's in the middle of the night. He can say it all day long, yeah. He can say Halal later in the day, before Shkiz. The Rabbi Yaina holds, the same is true, it's not in Barsham. The more correct place for Sukkot and Zimra is before it's davening. That it should be the only Messiah on the Shochet or Kabbash Locha, the Akhakar is power. And as many can say, it's Sukkot Dizim all day long. The other, in the Bali, I say, is disagreed. And they held that that's the only key of Sukkot Dizim is the Sadra on the Shochet or Kabbash Locha, the Akhakar is power. If the person ready to have in Shemar Esrei, there's no purpose at all in saying any Sukkot Dizim. But because of this dispute between the Rabbi Yoyin and the Taisus, the Ramban and the Shulurai, they compromise. He says that the person came to Shul. And he started Baruch with his teeth and he says Shmon Esrei, and now he's facing the question, should he say Tzukin Azim or not? So he said, say Tzukin Azim without the Baruch, leave out the Baruch Shama, leave out the Ishtava. But if he did say Tzukin Azim, but he envisioned it, he said Baruch Shama, Asher Ishtava, so the Pashtun says he was the Eifin, so there's no need to say that that's way. That's what the Yom and Zuba writes in his statement. There's a lot of Svarim. There's a funny Svarim called Oz Yizuru. He wrote one statement. Very often asked something to come across. He wrote one statement on Hilchos Shabbos. So people sent him letters commenting on a sefer that had kashas. So he wrote them back instant. So he put out a sefer, Oz Nidru. Oz Nidru, Yir Hashem Yishoreyeh. So he wrote their letters and his letters back and forth. Then people sent him letters. And the first letter, he put out a second chelik, Oz Nidru. Now he's already on 20 chalak and Oz Nidru. So originally the first chelik was only on Hilchos Shabbos. So then once he already printed the first chelik, so it goes in the Inyan, it goes in the Inyan. So he feels that everything under the sun. So this is one of the issues that he writes. So he writes that he never came across and thought to him that they discussed this. The Tashkis is that the only time the Machlekes is thought of the Machlekes is saying is if he missed the opposite of the Zimmer, but if he said it in an abridged form, the things shall be passed. There's another place to say to that person. Yeah, that's a different thing. See, Kabbali says that there's an issue that says Tukin and Zimmer after the Shmanet. It's a different thing. Yes. And Yisraelim don't have that. Yeah. Yeah. They said that they didn't have that. No, Kabbalah, you should say later. If the person didn't say Kabbalah before, you can say later. I feel the proper place of Kabbalah is before the davening, because Hoidu, right after Baruch Shem, or before Baruch Shem, whatever you listen to, Hoidu has a shaykhus with the Kabbalah. Hoidu is the Pirkei, it's not in Tilun, it's in Divrei Yom. Hoidu is what they used to say in Mishkan Shimo. Before Davar HaMelech to both Tilun, so what was the Shir Shalom? What was the Shir Shalom? So there's a treat that Rav Lezer or something, there's a letter somewhere that says that they used to say those psukim that appear in the Bayam, the psukim, the first 30 psukim in Haidu. So that's why we say that immediately following the Karbonis. So we didn't say it now, it's immediately following the Karbonis before Baal Shama. And then it's not going to say it after Baal Shama. First you say Baal Shama, you're going to say your Tehillim, and then you start off with that section. Yeah, I think this is very difficult to happen because it's a Kabbalah course. But you're reversing the Seder. Mishnah Berurah quotes, doesn't quote the whole thing, he quotes from the Zohar that you should be marked, try to say everything in order. So that's part of that Seder, that everything should be said in the proper order and not in the wrong order. Right, okay.
The
way the faith is
knowledge,
the
four
minutes,
and
the five. Okay, the two are going to say, they're 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 going to say, everything is in order. The order includes the Kabbalah as well. Some in that city?
It was all part of the same city.
It's all part of the same city. It's not cool. They didn't cool it, it's only their part of it. Before I had an Arab, there are certain didn't their rights to be Kovea, whether it's part of the same city as an Arab or an Iqbal. is a part of the same synonym. If you have to Rabbi Zaka, it's a part of the same synonym. So the Gemara has which synonym, how do you determine it's part of the city with respect to Tchum Shabbos or make it a little bit, even if it's because Tchum is a Rabbana. With respect to the Din of the Raisa, Yerushalayim. What part of Yerushalayim? Where can you eat my Dushani? What part of the Arimikwad? Where the Goel Adam has no right to kill him, etc. And so on. You have to figure out that in some days on that Gemara, are you in the same Makom as that Minyan or not? A different city, but some of them not. The same city. I can have a Shaykhus with. What's the Hashivas of davening in the Beit HaKnesset? The Droshius is the Pasuk, the Makom Lina, the place where they sing many good. So that's how you know that it's a Shul. What? The reason why it's important is because they sing the good in there. No, I'm going to daven the Yechidus. They're not singing now. So what's the Hashim? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, Amar Avad, Amar Yitzchak, 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 and the Beis HaMikdash, so we assume that the Beis HaKnesses is a Mikdash Miyat, but the Shechina is always there in the Shul, so wherever you go, the whole idea of davening is davening to the Shechina. If the Shechina is mamish there, so the Tzilus will be in the Kabbal. Shememar, how do you know the Shechina is there? Kim Nitzah, Adas Keh. Adas Keh means the place where the Minyan usually daven. Rashi says, the Beis Moyet Shalom. In the place where the people usually get together to daven. So even now, there's no Minyan, but that's called Adas Keh, the Makam HaMiyuchad for the Minyan. Yes, that's another Gemara, you know, the Shabbos, right? And King Nisa Badas Keh, that refers also to Dayanim. So it's another level of interpretation. The Gemara is using it in a different meaning, a different sense. So it goes on the Beis HaKnesses. Minayim le'asarish ha'mispalim sh'shchini mo'en. Let's say you have 10 people davening in the office. That's not a Beis HaKnesses, it's not a Mikdash Miyat. 10 people davening in a forest, they run on a picnic and they're davening in a forest. So that's not the same thing. The Shechina is in the Beit HaKnesses. It's not a Mikdash Miyat. It's just davening there temporarily. I know whenever 10 people daven, Shechina Moed Shenego, the King Nitzah, Adas Keh. Adas Keh means you have a minion. Adas Keh means either when you have a minion or when you have a Makom HaMiyuchad for the Tzima. Uminai in the Gantzim is a different thing. Uminai in the Shlosh Shiyoshim Bedin Shechina Moed. How do you know when there is Dayan and Tatsin Eid in Terah? Not in the Shul. That's the only way. Nothing to do with them. If the Dayanim are sincere and honest and have Yerushalayim and the Roy Tepaskin and the Tepaskin and the Shalter, many times the Dayanim are corrupt. But Meretach, Dayanim, and it's the Dayanim. So how do you know that the Shechina is there to help them to make sure that they won't Tepaskin improperly? They won't make a mistake in Tepaskin. They care of them and keep each part. The Banish Shalom is there to help the Dayanim Tepaskin as interim. We assume that it's not only so, the Gemara says in many places, yet we assume that it's so not only when you have a Din Terah, when a Talmud Chacham passes a Shaila, a Talmud Chacham passes a Shaila, when a Talmud Chacham passes a Shaila on a chicken, or he passes a Shaila on an Erev, on anything, if he's a proper Talmud Chacham is qualified, we assume that he probably has a Siyai to the Shemai to pass through properly. It's not only you have asked it for the Kerber of the King, Yishpot, a Din Terah, the Nadam HaVeir. We assume that it's only regarding any stuff. So the Gemara says in seven places, that said Hashem the Yireo, when a Talmud Chacham passes a Shaila, we assume that he had a Siyai to the Shemaya to pass him properly. That's why we assume, that's why the Pesach is binding. We assume the Pesach is binding because we assume that he didn't make a mistake. Not that the Pesach is binding, even if he made a mistake. No. If a Talmud Chacham made a mistake, it's not binding. So how do you know he said the right Pesach? Because he's a genius. A genius can also make a mistake. Make no mistakes, because it's a Tushar. So why is the Pesach ever binding? Yes, Kashayla of an honest Talmud Chacham, why is it binding? So they assume that he must have had a Siyai to the Shmai to pass him properly. If it turns out later he made a mistake, since his lawyer wasn't that great, he didn't have a Siyai to the Shmai. But this is what it means. Amunah Chacham, he was supposed to have Amunah. Amunah means until you know otherwise. Let's say Nemanis. Amunah, same word as Nemanis. What do you mean? If Adam testified, let's say that Reuben Harag is Shimon. So he killed Reuben. Maybe the Adam are telling a lie to Rambam there. So the Rambam says, that's what the Torah says, you have to give them honor to the Adam. So we have the right to give Misa to Reuben because Reuben are Hashem. What happens if two Adam come and then Mazim is the first to wait him? They say, Mona Yisa Bosa is Ma and Bosa Mokum is your son or else. It's not true. But then you see that the first Adam didn't have them honor. So up until the time that your Mazim then, Allah says that they had them honor. But if your Mazim the first got dated, did the glory most not pray that they will lie? So that's what the Muna means. The Muna means, the Muna Chachana means, we have to assume that the Talmud Chachamim are passing properly based on the premise that they probably have. It's the Yad Yishmaya.
Didn't
want to tell us about the Noda Yehuda. Tell us about the Noda Yehuda that they once brought him a Shaila on a Behemoth. But in every year, usually in Europe, when they used to elect their office, it was a big issue, it was a big machlokes. Sometimes it matters also, a big machlokes. In Europe, it was a bigger machlokes, because the rabbi would be in the urban boy. All of his lifetime he would be there. It's not like in America, 1 year contract, you know, 5 year contract. You don't have to 5 years to get yourself another rabbi. In Europe, there would be stuff in the urban boy, but we never talked in the talk, and there's 8 o'clock would be there in the urban boy. They used to see, they have Yerusha on the off on it. So there is some kelim that have 30 various of rabbis. So when the Nebbi was appointed the Rav in Prague, there were those who were opposed to him and those who were for him. Because he wasn't that world famous yet at that time. He came from a little village. He wasn't so world famous at that time. So after a few months after he was appointed the Rav, some of his opponents wanted to show his followers that he wasn't the big Goyim that they think he is. He doesn't really know how to learn. So they were going to ask him a shayla and show that he doesn't know how to find the din. So they knew every day he'll have traces. So they were going to bring a shayla that they knew didn't appear in every day. Every day described all kinds of holes in the lungs and the kishkis and the heart and the liver and the kidney, and this is missing and that's cut over here and over there. But it doesn't describe each and every single individual case. But they made a hole. So usually if you make a hole after shkita, if you puncture a hole in an organ of the animal after shkita, you can detect it. Let's make the hole very soon after shkita. So these chevra went to the slaughterhouse, and they took, when no one was watching, so they took one of the organs, they made up in advance, they knew which case wasn't described in the area. They took one of the organs of the animal, and they made an incision, and they made a puncture right after the shkita in such a way that it looked like it was a mechayim, looked like there was a shayla. Then they believed they had the shayla, so they were going to tell with some other people whom they knew were followers of the rock, freedom of the rock, and they're going to present the shayla in all honesty and sincerity to ask what's the din, what is the trace on that. And they knew the Nebbi is never going to find it, because it doesn't say anywhere, so they're going to show the Balabas, and they're going to find it in the Shulchan Aruch. So when they brought the shayla to the Nebbi, they opened up the Isaiah, and they started mishnah back and forth, and he was looking, and he didn't find it, then he slammed the Isaiah shut, and he screamed at them, that you're a bunch of fakers, you cut the hole after the shechita occurred. And he started to scream, admit it, you made the hole after the shechita occurred. So they broke down and they admitted that it was true. But then he asked them, how did you know that it was a fake? So then he would have told them that whenever, his whole lifetime, whenever he passed in the Shaila, he always felt very comfortable in passing in this. He thought that he had a siyata in the Shemaim. And then the Shemaim, they're assisting him, that is correct, what he's saying is correct. And on this occasion, he knew that the din, he knew there was a day, and he knew that the din doesn't say there was a day. So he's going to say, it's kosher. So all animals are kosher until proven straight. So the Yerodeh, they give you all the descriptions of traces. Whatever's not described is a trace. There's not a trace, so it's kosher. So he was going to say right away that it's kosher. But somehow his heart wouldn't let him say that it's kosher. He couldn't understand why not. He always felt so comfortable with such an ease. He would ask him. Sometimes he had to work hard, but after he worked hard, he was convinced that that was it. This time, he felt very uncomfortable. So he just opened up the Yerodeh. He knew that he's not going to find it. It's not described. He's just mishing the pages to try to figure out why did he feel so uncomfortable? Why did he feel so uneasy about this? As he was mishing the pages, he was thinking there must be some, it must be that the siyata d'shmaya is only given like a net. If it's for tzera, if you have a real shayla, then the Rebbe Hashem has to give the siyata d'shmaya to come. If the whole shayla is mishka shayla, the whole thing is a fake, so then there's no siyata d'shmaya. It's a lot of sorts, and they're not going to make that mess for Hashem. They're trying to figure out, why is it that it's a fake? Why isn't it a real shayla? It came with a shayla. Oh, so he remembers when he became the Rebbe, he remembered that these guys were against him. They didn't know how much against him they were. Well, they didn't vote for him. And these guys were for him. He understood that these were his mishnah. He figured that some of them made up the shayla. Some of them is no real shayla. But that's when he confronted them, so they admitted that it was false. And this idea is based on the Gemara has this in several places. The Gemara says that Sod Hashem Yireyot. Okay, when Talmid HaChavim passed in a shayla, it's disqualified. The question, let's say, if they appoint a rabbi, there's no Torah, well, Hashanah, he never learned Tanakh, he never learned Mishnah, he doesn't know how to open a Yerodeya. But we don't necessarily assume that he's going to have the Yad Kedishmaya to pass him properly. The Baruch Hashem is not going to make a Reish Migla. But it says in the Shulchan Aruch, but you can sometimes make a mistake, so the Baruch Hashem will make a Reish Migla. Shailach, he'll find it, he'll figure out what it is. The Baruch Hashem will give him the Yad Kedishmaya. The Gemara says this in several places, that Sod Hashem Yireyot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always sees to it, and every generation the Talmid HaChacham should pass him properly. Otherwise, how do you know that HaPara HaMitzriyat B'Yadena, he had a Sunnah with Moshe Rabbeinu? How do you know that what we have in the Shulchan Aruch is the correct Pshat? Maybe the Baal HaShulchan Aruch misunderstood the Rishonim, who misunderstood the Gemara, who misunderstood the Tanoim, and they Talyekshet the whole Masorah. How do you know that anything is correct? It's all based on Amurah HaChacham. Amurah HaChacham means We have a mule. We assume that what they said is correct. We assume that the Rabbi, we assume like that. We assume that the Rabbi must have given them a Siyah to the Shemaya to transmit everything properly. And although we know that throughout all the generations there were errors, but we know sometimes they didn't give any Sheker also. Yeah. And we know that sometimes they don't even intentionally give any Sheker. Sometimes he says that it's done. He made a mistake. He saw wrong way. He misunderstood. He misinterpreted. So once in a while, the Bata Dinim asking wrong based on misinformation. But that's what the Rambam says. That's what the Halakha says. We ate and have no money. Unless you know otherwise. So he's saying we...
We have to pass it over.
Exactly. Because if you ascertain that someone made a mistake, so it's crazy. Because man, you don't know that a mistake was made. So we have a munas kacham. We assume that the masorah was not corrupted. We assume that the Baruch Hashem thought that the masorah was preserved. That's what some people think, that the concept of a munas kacham was invented by the Agudah in the 20th century in Poland in order that you should hold...